Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Commanders are going to take a quarterback with their first pick, likely at number two. You know that already. We spent a lot of time talking about that on this show, and we'll get the thoughts of a former NFL scout who's got strong opinions on the QBs coming up at 5 o'clock today on Grant and Danny. But right now we're talking about getting a tackle. If they don't make any trades, then you take a quarterback at two, and then 34 picks later, you're back on the clock, four picks into the second round at 36, and you probably have to take a left tackle right then and there. Because at that point, you don't have a starting left tackle on the team. You have a rookie quarterback. That's malpractice. Mm. That is Marty Party Rivera territory if you don't have a plan. I'll bet you they do have a plan. And what I think, Danny, is they are planning on moving up into round one to get a tackle. So the question we're asking people is, would you be okay packaging 36 and 40 to go way up the board to take a tackle in the first half of the first round? 800-636-1067. Or is it possible maybe that you go picks 36, 67, and 100, let's say, and you move up to like 24, 25, and you take one there, and then you still have pick 40, you still have pick 78 as an example. You and I both like the idea, not surprisingly, of giving up less and getting a slightly lesser tackle. Mm-hmm. But I will say, if you can guarantee me, like, let's say the draft's playing out, and at 14, who has the 14th pick? We pull that up?
Yep, I got it right in front of me. That is the Saints, as of now.
The Saints call you because you had conversations with them before the draft. Mm-hmm. And they go, listen, Olu Fashanu is there. We know you guys like him. You told us you thought about coming up, whatever. We will take 36 and 40 right now for 14. I think I would do that.
I think
for
I'm doing
him.
It.
I mean, for him, he's that good to me. That is
That's a top 10 pick.
10, 12-year left tackle. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about. Yeah, that's like the 7th or 8th best player in the country, maybe. Yep. You're getting him because a weird thing happened and he fell to 14. So even though my proclivity would be to not give up 36 and 40, in a perfect world where your guy falls, I'm willing to do it.
So, for example, I think this is Field Yates. Yeah, Field Yates, ESPN Insider, has 8 tackles going in the first round. Just to give you an idea of how deep and rich this tackle market is. Now, the guys at the top, Alt, Fashanu, are not the same as the Tyler Guyton's of the world, the guys that are going to be that late first round.
Some of
maybe
them probably
second.
Get kicked to guard or whatever. He's totally. Got 8 going in the top 32.
8.
Well, if that happens, you have to move up.
And that's my point. And that's what it is. Because I think some of these guys probably have second round grades, but when you start scrambling, everybody needs it. The free agent market for linemen is not what it used to be. You used to always be able to grab somebody, right? You could find a in his prime free agent guard because people didn't want to pay Brandon Scherff or Scherff for something like that. Now you just can't. Guys are there and they're locked up if they're good.
So where does the tackle run happen maybe dictates what you have to do.
Huge part of it. So let's say, you know, again, this is all.
So Joe Alt, the tackle from Notre Dame, is going to go in the top 10.
He's long gone.
J.C. Latham has become seemingly the guy expected to go second off the tackle board, mm-hmm. ahead of Fashanu, which surprises me. But the Alabama tackle will say, I think in that mock, he went 11th, which means that Fashanu did fall to 14, by the way.
Yeah, and then
they've got Fuaga.
Fuaga from Arizona State. Oregon State, rather. Excuse me.
So they have him going 13, Fashanu going 14. So you could go 36 and 40, go up to 13 or 14 right there if you get a dance partner and take one of those guys. Then there's that big gap because those four tackles are different than the
first
other
half
ones.
Of the first round. Yep.
Now you've got Amarius Mims from Georgia, Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma, Kingsley Suamataya from BYU. I'm sure I'm botching that. And Jordan Morgan from Arizona, who presumably are all the guys that would go in the first round in his mock. Those are the top eight tackles. It goes four a group, then another four kind of as a group, and then way down the board would be tier three. And if you don't pick until 36 or 40, that's where you're going. And that's, by the way, interestingly enough, the guy they linked to Washington there is Patrick Paul, who's Chris Paul's brother from the University of Houston. And not a bad player, but is he a plug-and-play left tackle starter right away? I'm not sure.
Yeah. And again, that's kind of the point. I think a lot of these guys at that back end of the tackle market or the tackle this draft class would not be first rounders were not for position scarcity. Because I think he's got two tackles going in the second round instead of round number one, right? Eight in the first, two in the second, including Chris Paul's bro, who you just mentioned. He's got mocked to Washington after a bit of a trade and some moving around the board there at 44. I think there's one other in the class that he has pegged going there. So I think a lot of those guys might have second round grades. But because how important the position is, if you think that guy can start and play for you, you just do it right there in the first round to get that extra year of development.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.